Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. This is the latter part of January 2008. Hear the word of the Lord. I minister in the name of Jesus Christ, the urgent word in this day and in this hour. And I realize we are being heard in Central and South America and again in the United States. When the Lord first started giving me a message that I call the alarm, one of the key things he showed me is that there would be persecution. He also said that persecution would come from a religious people that had gone astray from the Lord. And this is a very important paradox to recognize and to fully see with your spiritual senses. You need to understand this, that a religious people are the ones that had killed all the prophets. This is what Jesus told us. We have it recorded in the Gospels. It was a religious people that joined with the Roman Empire, the political leaders, in his day and executed the Lord of glory. A servant is not greater than his master, and if they had served the master in such despicable way, shall they not also treat his followers? This is why it's imperative that you understand the paradox of a religious world gone awry that uses God's word, his scripture, but indeed does not love him from the heart. It is a religion of man, of the flesh. It glories in an appearance, but it is not authentic. It is not pleasing to God. And God is patient. He deals with people that profess faith in him, and he plants a seed, and he waters it, and causes it to grow. But there comes a time when people refuse to be a glorious planting of the Lord, and they choose rather to be a religious thing of flesh, thinking that an appearance is something to glory in, which is a falsity. What the Lord was showing me was that there would literally come to pass that the governments, the erring rebellious governments, would literally appoint so-called ministers and their message, that neither would be of God, but both would be of man. And that the multitudes would be led astray. And since that time, we've really seen a strong influence of what's called the mega churches, churches with thousands and thousands of people. And what the Lord showed me was that these crowds in these churches are literally being mind controlled by other influences other than God himself. Men that were appointed by man rather than appointed by God in a worldly message. And they're leading the people astray. And when the judgments come of the Lord into the nations, the governments will use these mega churches and use these false ministers with a false message to control the people. This is why we continue to talk about the false religious system. You'll see it recorded in Acts chapter 4, which fulfills Psalms chapter 2 and scriptures like Matthew 10 and Mark 13. In recent days, there was a conference in the United States of America in California called the Rethink Conference. And this is where they called spiritual leaders, celebrities, famous people, wealthy people, news people, to come together to theoretically rethink the approach of Christ or the things that are of value in our day. Now, we know in the book of Ecclesiastes that nothing is new under the sun. People such as Robert Schuller, Kay Warren, which is the wife of Rick Warren, Lee Strobel, President George W. Bush, George Foreman, George Barna, Larry King, Kathy Ireland, Chuck Colson, Aaron McManus, Rupert Murdoch. What they'd have us believe is that the people that are not even born again, that are not even children of God, that are not regenerated people, that are people of the world, as if that had some value in the kingdom of God. The Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus, all that participate and bring this forth into the earth to mislead the people. The Lord rebuke you, that spirit. You are a spirit of Antichrist. I want to share with you a scripture from Ezekiel chapter 44. And the Lord said unto me, Son of man, mark well, behold with your eyes, and hear with your ears, all that I say unto you concerning all the ordinances of the house of the Lord, and all the laws thereof, and mark well the entering in of the house, with every going forth of the sanctuary. And you shall say to the rebellious, even to the house of Israel, Thus says the Lord God, O house of Israel, let it suffice you of all your abominations, in that you have brought into my sanctuary strangers, uncircumcised in heart and uncircumcised in flesh, to be in my sanctuary, to pollute it, even my house, when you offer my bread, the fat and the blood, and they have broken my covenant because of all your abominations. And you have not kept the charge of my holy things, but you have set keepers of my charge in my sanctuary for yourselves. Thus says the Lord God, no stranger uncircumcised in heart, nor uncircumcised in flesh, shall enter into my sanctuary of any stranger that is among the children of Israel. And the Levites that are gone away from me, when Israel went astray, which went away from me after their idols, they shall even bear their iniquity. Yet they shall be my ministers in my sanctuary, having charge at the gates of the house, and ministering to the house. They shall slay the burnt offering and the sacrifice for the people, and they shall stand before them to minister unto them. But because they ministered unto them before their idols, and caused the house of Israel to fall into iniquity, therefore have I lifted up my hand against them, says the Lord God, and they shall bear their iniquity. And they shall not come near unto me to do the office of a priest unto me, nor to come near to any of my holy things in the most holy place, but they shall bear their shame and their abomination which they have committed. But I will make them keepers of the charge of the house, for all the service thereof, and for all that shall be done therein. But the priests, the Levites, the sons of Zadok, that kept the charge of my sanctuary when the children of Israel went astray from me, they shall come near to me to minister to me, and they shall stand before me to offer unto me the fat and the blood, says the Lord God. They shall enter into my sanctuary, and they shall come near to my table to minister unto me, and they shall keep my charge. Do you see the difference between an idolatrous minister and a pure minister? Do you see the difference between a holy, righteous people that love God, that worship Him, completely relying on Him, and an unclean, worldly people? Consider well the portion of Scripture that you've just heard, and consider what is taking place today in the religious world. Listen, South America, Central America, this is so vital that you understand this. Consider the influences that the United States has brought to the world. Not only has it gone astray from the Lord, not only has it become defiled and unholy and unthankful, proud and arrogant, full of idolatry, full of sensuality, full of performance and false prosperity, but as it is written in the book of Revelation with the harlot Babylon that sits as a queen and fornicates with the kings of the earth, fornicating and giving a cup of fornication to the world to be drunken on, so too has the United States defiled the world. And this is why we prophesy in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Consider the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Consider what He is speaking in this day. The command to repent. The command to submit and surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. The sins that God is right now judging the United States for will be plain and evident for all to see. It will be on the TV, the internet, the news, the radio. You won't be able to escape the horrific judgments that are unfolding upon the United States of America because of her unholiness. And she's influenced the nations of the world. And this is why you must seek the Lord and repent and to examine yourself and to make sure that you have not been tainted by her pernicious ways. The religious world glories in the flesh and glories in a false appearance. They're largely unchanged, untransformed, whereas the true church of Jesus Christ is buried with Christ in baptism, as it says in Romans 6. And as Jesus Christ raised from the dead by the Spirit of God, the glory of the Father, even so should we walk in newness of life. And as Paul would say, we are not to have any of the sins of the flesh in us once we become saints. Fornication, adultery, lying, thefts, divisions, seditions, blasphemies, sorceries, witchcraft, all these things are of the flesh. We read the scripture from Ezekiel 44, how God himself was so offended that those that were called by God to govern the people into upright behavior, into an upright lifestyle before him and worship him, had actually had outsiders governing the affairs in the house of the Lord. People that were uncircumcised of heart, unregenerated. And this is what you see in the Rethink Conference. Would not the true people of the Lord have anointed men and women speaking under the unction of the Holy Spirit, speaking according to the Word of God, completely relying on the visit of the Holy Spirit, being the truth, being the ground and the pillar of the truth? This is why you need to completely understand the paradox of a false religious world, because you have a diamond that is authentic, true church, that is God made, God breathed, and you have a cubic zirconia, which is a synthetic, man-made, artificial gem. A diamond and a cubic zirconia look similar, but they're not the same. If you need to scrutinize, you need to examine by the Word of God, by the gift of the Holy Spirit, and by having your senses exercised to know the difference between good and evil. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a false religious movement. And unless the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. It's very easy to show that God is offended by outsiders influencing his people. As we just saw in Ezekiel 44, the same principles are taught in Ezekiel 22. And in the Zechariah chapter 14, verse 21, it says, yea, every pot in Jerusalem and in Judah shall be holiness unto the Lord of hosts. And all they that sacrifice shall come and take of them and seed therein. And in that day there shall be no more Canaanite in the house of the Lord of hosts. Consider carefully what you're hearing today. You want to be strong and secure in the truth. And you have to remember that the majority of the masses will go astray from their Lord. And there'll be a horrible paradox of religious people working with the government, executing, harming, beating the people of God in synagogues, as Jesus said. And consider what we heard in Ezekiel 44 about those that were called by God to lead the people, but yet they were not leading the people away from idolatry, selfishness, man-centeredness, money, pleasure. And yet these priests were actually teaching the people, and by example, a corrupt, idolatrous leadership. And God held them still responsible to continue to teach the word of God. But God said, they will not come near to my holy presence. That's the severity. But yet there are a true righteous priesthood, leaderships that are like Jesus, meek, lowly servants, that will know you by your name, that will serve you, heal you, go after you when you're lost. They're like Jesus Christ, meek and lowly, and lays no burden on you. They lead you away from corruption into the purity of Jesus Christ.